This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle on the mic, as I have been for a long time on this show, because I am a video gamer like you. I do not make the games. I do not design them. Maybe you are a developer. I rather doubt it. What I'm trying to say is I judge video games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? Not what's the most hyped or has the best pixel rate or the best refresh rate or frames per second. All that stuff can add to and nuances of why video games are great. But if they're fun, we'll play them. It's like Tetris. Where's the exciting graphics? But we played it because it was fun, right? All right. Maybe that's a bad example. Anyway. We want to talk video games with you, and I say we, it's me. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game industry. You're basically my unpaid correspondents out there. Even if I had 24/7 to play video games, I still wouldn't like all the stuff you like. So what do you like? What you like, girl? Come on in. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that address for three reasons. One, write me an email. Two, win the game I'll give away at 40 after the hour, so just about a half hour. Just a guess on a very easy question I'll ask. What game is it? You'll have to wait. Also, cheat code. Send in your request, and at the end of the show, I like to look up codes for older games. Also, big shout-out to our troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing very well. We're proud of you. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Click Listen Live, SB Nation Live, click Listen Live, and Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. We got you for the next hour. Well, 51 minutes. Come on back and let's do it on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. We are underway. I'm Rick Tittle. How's it going? Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. I almost said one Australian because I was going to open with a story out of Australia. You know, I spent a lot of time in Europe, and they have their own little way of saying, you know, watch out. On video game boxes. You know, we just, over here we have rated E for everyone or M for mature, that type of stuff. They just mostly will have a age number, like 14, 16, something like that. But on Australia, today in Australia, because they're I think 14 hours ahead of us, or I am in California, video game classifications are going to be completely overhauled to help curb against loot boxes. And they call it gambling-like content. And it'll affect games like NBA 2K, EA Football Club, FIFA, and Madden Football. So the changes to Australians' guidelines include two mandatory classifications. One for games containing elements of chance are now M for mature. And then games containing simulated gambling will receive an R, 18 plus. It's kind of like our movies. Now, you might think, who cares? It's Australia. What's it got to do with us? Well, I'm just saying a lot of times one of these countries in the Western world, and I realize they're not technically in the Western world, but they are, the ramifications can come back here. So M for mature now, games of element of chance, loot or loot boxes or random awards that can be purchased with real world currency, either directly or through in-game currency, and the R18 plus simulated gambling such as slot machine simulators or roulette wheels and those having interactive activities like betting services, even an RPGs that have slot machines players can use. So it's weird, some of the things that they crack down on. You know, I laugh, and maybe I shouldn't. I'm a different generation, but I always laugh if I'm about to watch something on TV, and one of the warnings is smoking. It's like, we have to be warned that somebody might have a cigarette. I'm like, oh my gosh. Even though they can show like 20 people getting machine gun with a 50 cal, but oh, watch out for smoking. So it is weird how it works like that. Sometimes I think that the craziest thing to me, I have a game on my phone and it's Game Show Network gambling and it's pretty good. But you can use real money to buy coins. You can spend up to $100 to buy coins for the game. Yet every day coins are free. And if you want to like just bet a dollar, you can take the free coins that they give you and play the whole day. And you think, well, that's kind of lame. I'm only winning $17 at a time. I want to win $100,000. You're not winning anything. It's all fake, but they'll do it. And so the government in Australia, you know, is going with the kind of going with the ESRB, which we do here. Actually, all of North America, because Canada and Mexico use it as well. But everyone, that's everyone 10 plus. T for teen, M for mature, and A, adults only. So what does it really change? Well, I mean, it's clear that social casino games like Zynga Poker or Slotomania, which is just simulating real life gambling, is going to be R now. But what about like Red Dead Redemption 2, which has a MA 15 plus rating? It has a realistic poker game that doesn't use or require real currency. I mean, you can gamble in Star Wars Outlaws. So is that a mature game? So with any restrictions, there's going to be room for leniency and rule bending. I mean, as there are no actual poker machines. I mean, if the guidelines are strict. But you just wonder why they're cracking down in Oz. And I guess it's been a societal issue, and Australian children are being constantly bombarded with advertisements from betting agencies. Do you know how in bed the NFL is now? Someone I know here in the Bay Area wanted to watch the Raider game against Carolina. Ended up not being a great idea. And so they signed up for the NFL package, which is $500, but you get a week free. So he thought, I'll just watch a Raider game and then cancel it. But when he signed up, it said, hey, if you make one bet of $5 on DraftKings, we'll give you 3 weeks free. Wow, they're that in bed with them? They want a slice, of course. But if you think about loot boxes in Madden and FIFA and games like Super Mario Run, but I guess it was really Overwatch, maybe Battlefront 2, that kind of brought them into a negative spotlight. And, you know, you hear these stories about parents getting their credit card bill and, you know, $3,000 spent on machine gun skins and, you know, golf outfits in some game. Right. So, I mean, the video games has always had this connotation. First of all, people blame video games for all of society's ills, even the worst ones. Like, you know, someone, you know, takes a shot at Trump, he gets killed, and it's like, well, I mean, it's video games. It's just the easy catch-all, which, you know, time and again, I've talked about studies that have been done here in the UK and elsewhere that it's actually the opposite effect of that, people who play video games. But my point is that when you think about, you know, video games, people think they're for little kids. And they're not. It is adult. It would sort of be like being, if you just imagine movies are just for little kids. Every movie is Despicable Me 9, right? Or Bambi 12. You mean there are movies made for adults that are only supposed to be watched by adults? Yeah. Video games, too. Not every video game is Mickey's Magic Castle. It's not Pets. And so... So we'll see what happens if what they're doing in Oz like makes it here. I think they kind of have it locked down here, but you never know. The whole loot box thing, it is enticing. Can't say I've ever bought one. All right. Hey, how about this? Let's take a break. We'll come on back if you want to chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review, y'all.
Add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Lines to call in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. And also, I'll tell you the release dates for all the new games. Each week, new video games come out. Some weeks are hotter than others. Obviously, right around Black Friday, it gets hot, and then around the holidays, it gets ice cold. Why is that, you ask? Because people are on vacation. Aha! Yeah. That's actually something that's always bugged me, is that I would get, like, a new Battlefield game and then a new Call of Duty game, like, the same week. And I thought, for the last 3 months, I've had nothing to play. And now, because they're trying to cash in on this time, I'm getting both at the same time. Well, I know. That's first world problems. But with the death of E3 last year, you're thinking about who's picking up the slack. And we had the Gamescom in Germany. And it's kind of become the default conference for the video game industry for launching new games and hardware. I mean, out here in San Francisco, we have the Game Developers Conference in the spring. And this year was the first time I hadn't gone since it was canceled in the pandemic in 2020, because I was at spring training in the Phoenix area covering baseball. But there is always some hardware introduced, but you know, it's mostly for developers. In fact, the first 3 days of the conference, the expo floor isn't even open. That's just the last 2 days. The first 3 days are just classes, or however you want to call it, TED Talks, instructional meetings. But it is kind of mind-blowing to see how big Gamescom is now. And, you know, before, GamesCon was just traditionally PC-centric and just more Euro, because it was in Europe. So, you know, we saw in Germany a lot of new stuff. Now, some of it is, like I said, it's super techie. Like, there was an announcement that NVIDIA and MediaTek were partnering on new monitor scalers. And I was like, huh? It's the G-Sync module and the G-Sync Pulsar technology. And so, you know, you think about some of these chips, and some of these have gone into cars, actually. But at this conference, NVIDIA and MediaTek said that they would be working to bring the G-Sync Pulsar to the monitor scaler chips. And that is relevant because MediaTek scalers are in millions of monitors worldwide. They basically have 70% of the market. So you probably, you know, like I said, it's not something you're like, oh, wow. And you might not even notice it. But, you know, usually those high-end scalers, you're adding $150 to the cost of most monitors. You ever been in the business for a monitor and, or in the market, I should say, and you'll go on something like Amazon and you'll see all these monitors And it's just the regular, you know, Samsung, Sony, all that stuff. And they're like, you know, this one's 150, this one's 200, this one's 300. And all of a sudden, this one's $1,200. And you're like, what? Yeah. Then you're talking about 1440p, 360 hertz, HDR, three OEMs and all that. But Samsung did at Gamescom reveal a new Odyssey 3D monitor. And the Odyssey G line or G9 line, I guess, of gaming monitors are very cool. But this Odyssey 3D is the first time they've gone into the 3D gaming monitors. So they got a 27-inch and a 37-inch coming later this year. 4K QLED, couple of ports, HDMI 2.1. The important thing about these monitors is that they deliver a very high-quality Glasses 3 3D experience. Now, I want to see it to believe it because this was actually teased at CES, and now it's officially announced at GamesCon. I don't know what the price is going to be, but I do know it was about 15 years ago when they started selling 3D TVs, like in Costco and other places, Best Buy, and then there was no programming to back it up. I remember one time at the Game Developers Conference, this guy was showing a screen that was 3D and you didn't have to put glasses on. And it was kind of a neat effect, but it's sort of like those old baseball cards where if you turned it a little left and a little right, you could see the guy kind of move a little bit. Yeah. GamesCon had a lot of new motherboards, which is over my head, AMD. They were talking about their new one, Asus, ROG, TUF, they were all there. There was also a Zotac Zone PC handheld. Apparently Zotac has gotten FOMO after seeing Asus, Lenovo, MSI, Valve, and all these other handheld gaming PCs. So at GamesCon, they launched their own and they call it the Zotac Gaming Zone handheld console. And it is powered by an AMD Ryzen 8840U. And I just wonder how many people have the cash to, I mean, is somebody, there's a category that used to be, now when you say techie, you're talking about like some computer programmer that works in downtown San Francisco, right? Or a coder. It used to be in the investment world, a techie was a guy or a gal who bought every new technical thing that came out. They just had to have it. That was like a demographic. Those are the techies. I don't know if they're going to buy almost all of them. HP's Omen 35L. I love the Omen series. I have one. It's my gaming PC. They're trying to making it more customizable, kind of a lot more plug and play. But, you know, look, the thing we want to hear, and I'm going to tell you about, of course, with all this hardware, is we, you know, were there any games announced? I mean, it is called GamesCon. And yes, there were new games like Black Myth Wukong, which was getting a lot of attention. And, you know, as I said, they're a little more PC-centric. But we got a glimpse. Microsoft is confirmed that Indiana Jones is coming to PS5 after its Xbox debut. Meta was showing off their Batman Arkham Shadow for Quest 3. They're trying to make that a huge driver for their headset sales there as well. But yeah, I mean, when you go through, at some point, I was kind of thinking, you know, the other day in San Francisco, they had a Oktoberfest street party, which used to be a big deal. And then, of course, the pandemic killed it. And then a couple people came back, and then a couple more, and then a couple more. And just this last Friday, you couldn't move. And so I kind of feel like we're, I don't know, officially back, people going outside and doing stuff, you know, unmasked. there'll always be people with masks and they can do whatever they want. But I sort of feel like with these shows now, and especially with, you know, E3 when they had in LA, like there's no reason now with the economies that people have, there's no reason now not to have this back in the United States. Because it used to be, you know, we had the Game Developers Conference, then E3 started, and then what was next? What did we all wait for? It was a Tokyo Game Show, right? I should say the Tokyo Games Show. Tokyo Game Show sounds like something where they put ants in your underpants or something, or they cut you with scissors, or I don't know. There's always some sort of corporal punishment or torturous thing going on. Let's think about Chris Farley. Anyway, Germany has picked up the slack, and I don't look, it's not because of Germany. It's just because people, they want to see this stuff. And, you know, I think we'll slowly start getting back to these individual companies having their own shows, because that's what kind of happened in 2021, 2022 is, remember when, you know, Bethesda's like, we're not going to the GDC. We're going to have our own show. We're going to have Todd Howard on stage. And then, you know, we're going to have, you know, and then Sony pulled out and they said, we'll do our own show. So I kind of feel like we're getting back to where we were. And I'm always interested in the new hardware as well. Not all of it's going to be successful, but it's still, you know, it's all very high-end stuff. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'll also let you know what's new this week on shelves across this country and virtual shelves. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Video Game Review.
All right, a little Altered Beast from the Genesis days, the launch game. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Great to have you with us. It is 40 after the hour, wherever you are. And it's time that I give away a brand new game. Well, it's called Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And you'll say, Rick, that came out last year. It did, but it just came out last week for the Xbox One and the PS4. And so I have one here for the PS4. So it's a brand new game for the PS4. By the way, if you do everything in this game, it's about a 55-hour game. If you just go main story, you don't want to do any of the sides, it's still over 20 hours. And everyone said this game was amazing. It got nines and tens all up and down. So let me guess. By the way, here's the rating, not in Australia, but here. T for teen, mild language, violence. You want your language spicy or mild? I think mild. Lost Jedi Padawan Cal Kestis returns in Star Wars Jedi Survivor, a third-person, narrative-driven action-adventure, which picks up 5 years after the events of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And, you know, running on the side of buildings and cliffs, and you get to do a lot of cool things that Jedis get to do in this. Developed by Respawn Entertainment, Lucasfilms Games, and published by EA. Star Wars. It's in the Jedi. My question is this a game about Star Wars Jedis, or is this a game about cooking pizza in the house? Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Jedi, Star Wars, or cooking pizza in the house. And you will win Star Wars Jedi Survivor for the PS4. And this is developed by Respawn and Lucasfilm, published by EA. So sometimes over the years, and I have been doing this show about 20 years now, and some just laugh because where is the time gone? I mean, seriously, right? But sometimes over the years, I have twisted the game up. Like, I'll give away maybe a card game or a board game, or I'll give away codes to something else. So I'm just calling your attention to the fact, once again, that this is not a brand new game, as I always say, but it is brand new as to the PS4 and the Xbox One. And so therein lies the prize. And, you know, for a lot of people, they didn't get a PS5 like me for about 10 years. By the way, I have not got my hands on on FC25, Jude Bellingham on the cover. Haven't got, I don't know, probably call it FIFA forever. It's like, does anyone say X? Did you X me on X? No one says that. It's Twitter, right? I haven't got my hands on that, but NCAA football, I decided that I was going to start off from rock bottom and just let the cards fall as they may. I did that one time in MLB The Show, and it was pretty fun. I was drafted as a pitcher. I went to the minor leagues with the Rays, and then when I was in high A, I got traded to the Twins, and I was playing in all these minor league parks, and I had to pay my dues and work my way up to the bigs. If you commit, it's really fun. And so I was a, as of earlier today, I was a fourth string running back at Indiana, of course, a school much more known for basketball than football. And sorry, Antoine Randall L. There are some good players out of the Hoosier program. But it's, I laugh because the third string running back said, "Hey, sometimes I sleep through my alarm. Try and help me out when that happens." And so that guy got into trouble, and now I'm third string. You think about all the stuff that they put in to that game to make it so cool. And it is very cool. Another story I wanted to mention, and this is, you know, I keep wanting to mention this, then I'm off on some tangent. But there was a guy in Saudi Arabia, of all places. I say of all places, I don't think there's a video game haven, but I guess everywhere is. But there's a guy from Saudi Arabia named Ibrahim Al Nasser. He lives in Riyadh, that's the capital. And he got in the Guinness Book of World Records by hooking up the most video game consoles to one TV. And when I first heard this, I thought, what did he go, like 50? Oh, pshaw, surely you jest. 444. Now, this is not the same country, obviously. It's in that neck of the woods. But when my friend said, "Did you hear about 444? And I said, "That's how many days the hostages were held in Tehran." And he's like, "Oh, shoot." It's also the most video game consoles ever hooked up to a TV. I don't know. I mean, does the entire town black out when he turns them all on? It's just like, you know, when they build a new stadium, they do a test where they get a bunch of employees and interns and flunkies, and they have everyone press every toilet and urinal at the same time just to see if the stadium can take it. So, but anyway, it's an amazing picture I saw from the Guinness Book of World Records. It looks like there's also a piano keyboard set up. But Al Nasser told the Guinness Book of World Records that he uses an Excel spreadsheet to keep track of which switch boxes and converters he needs to turn on to play each controller. So with the 444 consoles, he has 30 switchers and 12 HDMI switchers. He said, "After a while, I noticed that I had a big stack of gaming consoles that I couldn't play. The TV ports are limited, and if I wanted to play, I could either unplug the existing console or I could keep everything and add more switchers and more converters. By adding more switchers, the idea came to my mind of connecting all the gaming consoles I have to the TV and then contact Guinness World Records because this project is unique." So you have to think, well, like, are there 100 PS1s on there? Like, how many are unique? He said the setup requires very careful cable management, too. His quote, "A very important thing, if you notice here, the cables are almost hidden. I used all the tools available in the market to organize the cables. Also to have a setup that's not only to play, it's like a museum, and that's why this setup and this record took so much time." So he, listen, he has everything. He has a Magnavox Odyssey, 360 Switch, Wii U. He has the Super A-Can. which some people said, you know, throw it in the can. But they asked him, what's the number one console of all time? He said, for me, the best gaming console of all time, number one always and forever, Sega Genesis. That was his answer. I disagree, but the Sega Genesis is awesome. I'm not going to say that I can't see his thinking, because I can't see his thinking. One more thing before we get to the new releases I saw this week. Sony will now let you customize your PS5 DualSense Edge controller on your PC. They have this new accessories app for Windows. It lets you customize button assignments, change stick sensitivity, adjust trigger dead zones, and all that. So that replaces the, what they call it, the firmware updater that came out a couple of years ago. But it takes things a step further. As I said, you customize it the way that you could on the PlayStation 5. So, you know, like the firmware, you can still use the accessories to update the DualSense Edge and the standard DualSense from your PC. But, you know, they have ported a lot of their top titles to the personal computer. Horizon Forbidden West, Ghost of Tsushima, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Last of Us Part 1. And they even released a PC adapter for their PSVR 2 reality headset, even though it has a couple of bugs and some kinks. But with the launch of this accessories app, it just seems Sony's getting more serious about bringing tools to manage your account devices from your PC. You know, that PlayStation PC overlay that came out earlier, your friends list, trophies, all the stuff from your account. And although it only works with Ghost of Tsushima right now, but they want to be a player in that neck of the woods. All right. Let's take a look at the upcoming games, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And I was saying last week, it was a special Friday release of EA Sports FC 25. And I do want to get my hands on that. EA, if you're listening, you used to give it to me for free. All right. A Death in the Red Light. This is a PC noir type of game. Athena Crisis, PC, Mac, and your phones, Android and iPhone. City 20, PC. Tiny Glade, this is PC. As is Era, History Untold. Aura of Worlds, PC and Switch. Beyond Galaxy Land on all the big systems. Bloomtown, A Different Story, all the big systems. And that's both Sony's, both Microsoft's, the Switch and the PC. Crusader Kings 3, Roads to Power, PC. Control Alt Ego, this is a robot game, X and S and 5. Dark Sky, PC. Disney Epic Mickey Rebrushed. This is everybody. Greedfall 2, The Dying World, PC. Rusty Rabbit, PS5 and PC. Skyward Extraction, PC. Forever Winter, PC. We also have Monopoly 2024 on everything. We have Duckside. That is on the PC. Murder on Space Station 52, that's Mac, Linux, and PC, and 63 Days, which is on everything but the Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back with the cheat code.
How How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
The Video Game Review.
All right, it's the time of the show for the cheat codes. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. This one is from Georgia. Georgia, Georgia. Georgia says, Rick, how do I get everything in Guitar Hero? Well, if you're talking about the original Guitar Hero and the PS2, I remember going to that launch party. It was a long time ago. The guy held up the guitar and he said, "This is the greatest peripheral in the history of video games." Yeah, he wasn't that far off at the time. It is Guitar Hero is still hella fun. I know that. And then Rock Band came out, and then there were drum sets. We gave those away too. We had Aerosmith, Beatles, all that stuff. Then the guitars actually started looking like guitars and not toys. All right, answer the question. How to get everything in Guitar Hero? On the game mode selection on the fret, your guitar, just enter the following keys: yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue. Once again, yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue. You'll hear a tone, all the characters, all the songs and venues unlocked. Rock on, y'all. Rock and roll. Get it. Send me emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week right here, my good friends, on the Video Game Review.